subject, should I walk away from my son and his mother? Dear Stephen Shirley, I am having a difficult time trying to figure out what to do about a situation that could turn out bad either way it goes, especially since a baby is involved. I must admit that at first it started off as a lie because I told the young lady that I was a certain age when I actually wasn't the age I told her. I was 10 years older than her. She was 23 and I was 33. Even though we weren't girlfriend or boyfriend at the time that happened, we considered each other friends. However, as a man, I knew the right thing to do was admit I was wrong and ask for forgiveness from God first, then from both her and her family, which I did. They forgave me, but it took some time to do it. We stopped talking for almost a year and a half until we ran across each other again and began to talk as friends until her ex came back in the picture. We managed to keep in our friendship intact until we crossed over the hump and began having sex with each other. Eventually, she ended up getting pregnant from her ex. The day I found out, I was devastated because I never cheated on her, but I'm not the type to just walk away and leave her to hang out there alone with no help, so I chose to step up and be there for her. Eventually, we started a relationship with each other, even though I knew the baby wasn't mine. Even though he isn't my biological son, I love him and treat him as if he is. His biological father has never done anything for him since he was born. He is 7 months old now and he doesn't even know his name nor bought any diapers, but he can't afford to, buy his brother a new car. Well, eventually she had to move back home to Tampa.
Page two.
With her mother while I was still in Orlando. So now it has turned into a long distance relationship. She isn't working nor has she worked since the time she moved back home. So I was paying her bills, my bills, and making sure she had money for herself. The relationship was good. She was happy. I was happy. And our newborn baby boy was happy. But on the flip side, I knew she was kind of depressed because she was home living with her mother with no job and a baby daddy that doesn't want anything to do with his son. It was a stressful time for her. But now the problems begin when her bills were getting paid late by me. All she asked me to do was communicate and let her know what's going on, and I didn't do it effectively. So I began to feel like a failure to her and myself because I didn't know how to tell the woman I love that I didn't have the money to pay the bills. So I chose to retreat to get myself together. I didn't call or visit her for almost a month, but I would text her to see how she and our son were doing. That was the end of our relationship. I know I went about it the wrong way by letting my pride get the best of me. I still love her and want to be with her. As far as our little baby boy is concerned, I am still his daddy because I don't want her son to grow up and not know how it feels to not have a daddy. But it hurts me so bad when I see him. I still want to be with her as a family. I think she still wants to be in the relationship because we discussed marriage at one point, and she said had I asked her, she would have said yes 2 months ago. Please help me and tell me what I should do because I'm torn between leaving for good and staying to keep my word to help raise our son. Okay, that's the end.
Take a breath. Do you need a break? I know you need a break.
This is a long letter, but I have to say this is from a man who poured his heart out. I mean, he just poured his heart out on these pages. He feels for this woman. He feels for this little boy that's not his, but he's man enough to step up and take care of the baby as it was his own, as if it were his own. So we have to give him props for that. I mean, we really do. He didn't have to take this on. He didn't. He's feeling guilty. Guilt is all over this letter, and for no real reason. I mean, you didn't really do anything but lie to her in the beginning, and you came clean and asked for forgiveness from God and her family on that. So in this letter, I see you're a good man. Her, I don't know too much about her. She's the one that moved away and got mad at you when you couldn't pay the bills that you had been paying all this time. So what I have to say to you is this is on you. If you want to stay in this relationship with her, if you think it's worth it, you go ahead. You don't owe her anything. If you still want to be the good guy that it seems like you are to me, then give her something if you can for the baby. Help her with the baby, but you don't have to be in this relationship. Only if you really and truly love her and it's reciprocated, if she loves you too. Cheryl?
Okay, here's what he need to become. He need to become some kind of writer. This is a book. This is like, this is Strawberry Letter 23, 4, 5, and 6. You have a talent. Do you wrote this story? I can see this happening for real. So you need to go first call Tyler Perry and start writing scripts for man. Him. Then call Oprah and try to get her to put this on the book club, because it's long enough to be on the book club. Once you start making money, then everything fall in place. You'll feel better about yourself as a man. Then the baby will grow up. His daddy will be successful. Old girl will come back to you, even though she kind of shady, you know, but that gives layers. This is what 50 Shades of Grey, 35 pages of a letter. Come on now. You about to make a grip. You about to be successful. You have put all the angst and love and stuff that men go through every day. Bradley Cooper gonna play you in the movie.
I think you got to man up. It's time to man up and decide what you gonna do. You want to be with this girl, you be with this girl. You want to marry her, you marry her. All you have to do is make up your mind what you want to do as a man. Go do it and ride it out. But you can't say, I'm gonna pay your bills, and you don't pay the bills. If you're gonna, you know, you live in one city, she live in another city, make up your mind. That's what men do. You want her, go get her. Get you a place to stay. Marry this girl. Take care of this baby that's not yours. That's you manning up already on that. But you got to man up all the way now and ride it all the way out. That's just it, point blank. Go ahead.
And he, Tommy, he's got to know what he's getting too with her.
But is it?
You think she trifling? You think she trifling?
Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. I was gonna say it.
He's got to know what she's getting, what he's getting with this girl, because she's the one who cheated on him and got the baby with her ex to begin with while they were together.
And then what? Well, Shirley, not to cut you off, but this is what's bothering me. And then she get mad because he's struggling to pay all the bills.
And giving her pocket money to spend. She's not working.
She stay with her mom.
She's living at home with mom. Yeah, so know what you're getting with this girl if you want her. I think he can do a lot better. If he loves the son like it's his, that's something else, you know.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Ask you a question, Shirley, Carla, Tommy. Is he a sucker though? He sound like a gump.
Yes. Why is yes. Okay. That's why I'm saying, know what he's getting with this girl.
Right. We was all saying, you know, he's stepping up and everything, but he can't do this.
He's a lollipop.
Long-haired sucker. There you go.
Yeah, he's a good
Larry
man.
Lumpty Lump. Yes.
He just doesn't know. I mean, he's got some issues too. I mean, he wanted her evidently because he lied to get her. So he wanted her from day one. He told her he was 33. Yeah.
But 10 years it don't make sense to me.
No, you go your separate way, get yourself together, and let her get herself together. If you still want to be in this baby's life, you know, that's something different. Send her some money to help take care of the baby.
You have not located your love. Let's put that like
that. That's right.
No.
And you can't help nobody if you can't help yourself.
That's right.
So get your life together and be an example for the child. And maybe the girl will get some game about herself.
Yeah, but she's no good for you. And you don't need her in your life. No.
Walk away.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.